Malone said in terms of the reservations they're seeing this summer, occupancy is down to about 10%. The visitors they are seeing, he said, are making their vacation plans suddenly.
They're calling, you know, a few days in advance, and some even are showing up without reservations and just going to the hotels and renting rooms at that, you know, just walking in the door.
He said they've lost the meeting business for this season, except maybe for small groups of less than 50 people. They are making sales to groups for next year or further out. For restaurants, he said a big question for their survival is how many seats they can furnish for customers.
We've seen restaurants already that are making plans and changing their situations based on the fact that their rents were basically based on how many seats they were able to do in a restaurant. And then, you know, where do you go from there when you reduce your capacity by 50%? You're in a challenging situation. The creativity is pretty interesting as to how restaurants are doing that and how they're trying to make people feel secure and safe. And those with outdoor dining obviously are in an enviable situation.
With events such as the 4th of July parade and Kimball Arts Festival canceled, we asked Malone how they can consider hosting a return of the Triple Crown Girls Softball Tournament. He said that each event is different with different impacts.
You have to look at each one of those individually and say, can this be done? Is this an outdoor event? Are we talking about, you know, 22 people on a field? Can parents be dispersed? An event like a Triple Crown event is not an event that attracts large number of spectators or large numbers of people involved in it. This is pretty much parents and kids outside.
He said it's important to remember this kind of activity is badly needed by local business.
I have a lot of faith and confidence in the staff at the city and the county in terms of how they've handled mitigation in the past. We do have businesses that are struggling, and these are customers that are desperately needed by some of these businesses. And not every event, you know, raises the tide on every business, but there's a variety of different types of businesses in town that definitely need some of that traffic to buy food and stay in their hotels, et cetera.
Meanwhile, the ski season is coming. Malone said in these uncertain times, it's good that Park City has some major industry players operating in town.
You know, we're pretty fortunate. I mean, as much consternation as the community has had last few years in terms of large corporations buying the ski resorts, I think in many ways we're kind of in a fortunate situation right now by having these companies that are pretty well capitalized in ownership positions with the two ski resorts in our community.
He said they're looking to see how ski areas in the Southern Hemisphere are now operating in the age of COVID. He said they're looking at everything.
You know, from capping numbers to how do you do it, what happens on mountain, what happens inside, restrooms, food service, those types of things. So everybody's, you know, trying to analyze it. And I think, you know, obviously in our world, we think that a lot of this is going to come down to people's comfort levels and where are we by that time with comfort levels as it relates to air travel, because so much of our economy is based on people flying here in the winter.
Park City Chamber Bureau Director Bill Malone. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.